We continue Hilchos Sukkah and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Lamedalitz of Zayin. Hoisa Sukkos Tachas Anfei Ilan. If somebody makes a sukkah under the branches of the tree, Harei Hu Psula, that sukkah is possible. Filah Machmas Enofim Mavad. Even if just with those branches, Hoisa Chamsam Ruba Metzila, there would be more sun than shade. And we just discussed before that such a sukkah is possible, and therefore became Beschach Shenichla. It's the schach that makes it into a kosher sukkah. Become makom having those branches over the sukkah, make the sukkah possible. And even if the branches are not directly above the sukkah, but they're near the sukkah, the appropriate thing is to cut off those branches. But if somebody put up the schach and then decides to cut off the branches, Nisharas v'psula, the sukkah is possible. The ksiv, the pasuk says, chag sukkah tas l'cha. The pasuk says, build the sukkah, dashina tasav leimanosui. That when we build the sukkah should be kosher. Not that it should be kosher afterwards, where we have the sukkah and then cut off the branches. Okay, la'achash katsus anofim. If somebody built a sukkah with the branches on top of the schach, after he cuts off those branches, Tsarchu Lagbia Kol Onof Minaschach has to lift up every piece of schach. V'yachzi Nechen L'Shem Sukkah. There are two questions. Some Paiskim suggest that just picking it up a little is adequate. Some Paiskim say you have to pick it up three tefachim. But the Paiskim do indicate that you would pick it up. You shouldn't pick it up just one side, and then I'll pick up one end of the branch, and then I'll pick of the schach, and then I'll pick up the other end of the piece of schach. You have to pick up the whole piece of schach at the same time. We can also anich as a schach kodem shoytzes defanis. Similarly, you should not put up the schach before you put up the walls. The binish anoch the schach te sukkah shera. We need that when you put up the schach, the sukkah should already be kosher. And therefore, however, the Paiskim do say that if you already built the minimum amount of the sukkah and you have a kosher sukkah, and then you put up the schach, and then you put up more walls to the sukkah, since you already have a kosher sukkah, that would be acceptable. Became a sukkah asuyot begaygos and neftachim. Somebody has a skylight that he opens up the ceiling to put on the schach. He should open up the skylight before he puts on the schach. Therefore, if somebody put on the schach and then somebody put up the schach on top of the ceiling and then removes the ceiling, that is not acceptable. He has to replace the schach again. If after you built the sukkah properly, you do put on a cover on top of the schach, and that isn't an issue. It's no different than putting a covering on top of your schach, putting it and taking off. As long as the sukkah was built properly, it's acceptable. It's appropriate that when Yontif comes in, the sukkah should have the awning or whatever covering open. And in fact, the Matta Frame says not only is that the halacha, but even during Yontif, if there's no threat of rain, then it's best to leave the sukkah open and not covered. One has to be very careful that if you have a covering on the sukkah, when you open it, the opening doesn't cover the sukkah. If the awning is still hanging on top of the schach, I feel in a sheer godl, should the pasul a sukkah b'kach, even if it's not a significant amount that disqualifies the sukkah, you shouldn't sit under the awning. You're not sitting in a sukkah. You don't have to put on a mezuzah on the sukkah. If the sukkah is in a room in the home, that's used all year round, and therefore, you don't take off the sukkah, the mezuzah from that room. Nor is there a requirement to take the sukkah, to take off that mezuzah after Yontav, because it was on a sukkah that really doesn't have a chiyuv mezuzah, and take it off and replace it. Somebody who makes a room for sukkahs that's only a sukkah, that room doesn't have to have a mezuzah. But if it's a room all year round, it should have a mezuzah. There's another interesting shaila. We know that the mezuzah is always put to the right of the entrance of the room. But that may change during sukkahs, what is the right of the entrance to the room. The Paiskim say that the side that you have the mezuzah on all year round, even though that shouldn't be the side of the door necessarily that you should have the mezuzah on during sukkahs, you don't have to switch that. You don't take off the mezuzah or switch the mezuzah because of the different configuration during sukkah, during sukkahs. Somebody, however, is using a room for the first time on sukkahs as a sukkah, and then after sukkahs, it's going to become part of his home. The Paiskim say, the Rosner says in the Shevet Alevi, that they shouldn't put on the mezuzah, because we don't put on a mezuzah in a room that is a sukkah room. And therefore, if that's the first time you're using it, wait to put on the mezuzah for after Yontif. Yoitzin, the sukkah shula, you could sit in a sukkah that doesn't belong to you. However, you should get permission from somebody, from the person who you're using their sukkah, for permission to sit in the sukkah. Certainly, even if you'll say the concept nichlel inish the leva mitzvah mine, people are happy that other people use their things for a mitzvah, so that you could say on the actual sukkah, but that doesn't give me a right to walk into the house. I certainly can't walk into somebody else's house without their permission to get to the sukkah. And also, in getting permission, you should get permission from the owner of the sukkah. Asking someone's children, could I sit in the sukkah, may not be enough. They aren't the owners of the sukkah. They aren't the owner of the home. Avalei b'sukkah gzula, stolen sukkah is asur. Ker asur lasa sukkah b'shus harabim. One may not make a sukkah in b'shus harabim. B'shas t'chak she'en le'echer sukkah ches b'shem ayifin. If that's the only sukkah you could have, yoshiba u mevarech le'eh. But to make a sukkah in somebody else's property without his permission, or to make a sukkah in a way that you're closing up somebody else's windows without permission, you shouldn't make such a sukkah. And there's a question if you can make a leishib a sukkah when you sit in such a sukkah. Sif yod yesh lezor, shli k'tzoyt yisro ba'atz mischak l'sukkosoy. One should not cut branches from property even not owned by Jews. If they gave permission, fantastic. But if they give permission, then you shouldn't do without their permission. If the wood you're taking from, it belongs to the city, to the state, and they gave permission, that you're allowed to take it. But if they didn't give permission, you have no right to cut that wood without that permission. And the schach will be schach gezula, which is possible. And in general, when one buys wood for schach, he should make sure that that wood really belongs to the person who's selling it. It's not stolen goods. You could cut it yourself. Sif Yeralf, one may construct a sukkah on Cholamoid. Under all circumstances, if you didn't have a sukkah before Yontif, or if your sukkah fell down, you could put it up on Chol HaMoed, because the pasuk says Chag Sukkos Tassel Chashivus Yamim, that you can allow to make the sukkah any of the 7 days of Yontif. Even if somebody has a sukkah and he wants to expand the sukkah, he has a simcha that he needs more people, or he discovered the sukkah is not big enough, he could build a sukkah, but it would be appropriate, if at all possible, to do it with a masa hedyet, not do it in a professional manner on Chol HaMoed. Sif Yudbeis Atzei Sukkah, the walls of the sukkah may be advanis, the walls may be aschach, the aschach asrum banor, one may not have benefit from them. Ad la'achas Simchas Torah, until after Simchas Torah, kivin shokusul mitzvah, they are designated for a mitzvah. V'afil litl mem kisa la'achas v'shinav, even just to take off a small piece of wood is asur if you want to use it for a toothpick. V'afil em naflu, even if they fell, asurim, you may not use them the muksa, t'le mehanim b'tanai, and even making a tanai that I should be allowed to do that is prohibited. However, the Paiskim say, if you need to take down your sukkah to put it up somewhere else, there may be, it certainly should not be done l'chatchila, but if there's no other option and you had in mind before Yontif that that's your plan, there's room for leniency. And if Simchas Torah is on Friday, so it's muks is still into Bein HaShmoshes between Simchas Torah and Shabbos, and therefore Asurim Gam b'Shabbos, they're going to be muks on Shabbos. The Kain Noy Sukkah Asurim Bano, the decorations are also afilu naflu, even if they just fell down. The Kivan Shasurim Bano, the Kain b'Shabbos v'Yontif, since they're also Bano, on Shabbos v'Yontif, Asurim b'Tiltum Shemuksa, you're not allowed to move them, because moving them is considered like moving muksa. If you have an esrig hanging in your sukkah that you put up for decoration, muta lariachba, you're allowed to smell it. Tlaihuksa malariach. It didn't become muksa to that degree. The noy sukkah that is hanging from the ceiling, even a condition up front won't be sufficient. Abunoya told with the fanis, if it's on the wall, mahani tanai. If you have material hanging on the wall, noygan latatlan, then people are more lenient to move them, shleiskalkum and gishamim, to avoid them getting ruined in the rain. But feel like history of a fairish, even if you didn't make such a condition up front, that was obviously your intention from up front. It's better to make such a condition up front, stipulation, than before Ben Shmashas of the first day of Sukkot, Yam Shom, should stand by your Sukkot, Yom Ani Masna. I'm making stipulation, I should be allowed to take off the noy sukkah when necessary. And one should be careful about the noy sukkah that you want to take off on Yontif. It shouldn't be tied with a knot, only with a bow. However, even with a bow, you have to be careful. It shouldn't be a double bow, or it shouldn't be a bow that was meant in a way or with the intention to last more than a day. The halacha is that if people want to take down the nice sukkah, to take them from one sukkah to another sukkah, it's permissible, but it would be better also to have in mind, I'm going to go to another sukkah, Chalamoyd, the children want to take their decorations along with them to all the grandparents that they're visiting on Yontif. If you make a stipulation and you're going to hang them in another sukkah, there's room for leniency. Even though we're saying that the nice sukkah are muksa, one shouldn't touch them or move them or certainly take them off, one is allowed to lean against the walls of the sukkah with a nice sukkah hanging, and that's not considered using muksa in the wrong way.